What is happening, this then, those listeners? Guys, it's been way too long since the last time we talked. I know it. And I apologize. I really do apologize because it's been way too long. It's been over a week. That's unacceptable. Shame on me, okay? I'm sorry. But I've been super busy. And by busy, I mean I've been studying and working. Now, you might think to yourself, John, don't you always study and work? Yeah, but we have these finals every now and then in my EMT class, and I have panic attacks, okay? Because if you don't score 80%, you're out. So I panic, I work myself up, I hyperventilate, and it's not good for me, but it happens. Shit happens. Now, I scored 96, so I guess all the studying was worth it, but took me away from you guys, my babies. Took me away from our cult, our family, and that's just unacceptable. You know what I want to be? I want to be the new Hunter Moore, but I don't want to be like as big of a scumbag as he is. You know, and I don't want to get kicked off the internet. Scumbags get kicked off the entire internet. I don't want that. But yeah, it's been just too long since we talked last. So we're gonna get right into this juicy ass podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I'm gonna try my best also not to ever go over a week before a podcast. I'll do my very best. From now on, I apologize and I love you. What's happening? What's happening, people? So, I gotta keep the spooky themed intros with that Luigi's Mansion trap beat. So bizarre. Luigi's Mansion. Do you remember that fucking level? Or stage? I never understood the Mario shit where it would be like, was it Mario where it would be like level one, stage one? Or was that fucking Sonic? One of those games was stupid as shit with the way that the levels were. Because you would have to play the same level, like background. It was Sonic. It might have been Mario 2. No, Mario. Mario was like world one, whatever. Level one, world one, or other way around. Something stupid. But Sonic would be like, it would be like something one, stage one, and then you would have to play that stupid thing where it'd be like I forget what their theme song was, but it was like the cloud, it was like the sunshiny day background, and then the second one was the one where the lava, like, right? Am I thinking, I'm mixing up my Sega games. You know how Atari has the Atari flashback where you could, like, it's just one console that has, like, I think 40, 50 games? I don't know if Sega has it or not, but they need it with all the bangers. I would pay, and they could make it, I don't know, I feel like $79.99 would be a good price for all the banger Sega games. For sure, probably make it cheaper than that, but $49.99, that's more reasonable, right? That would be awesome. Like Sonic, have another controller for the Sonic and Tails, so you could play the dual player. Was that the first like two player game? Like fucking not Pong. That doesn't count. Atari had some bangers though. Remember Outlaw, where you, you and the, all of Atari's games were actually the same. Now that I'm thinking about it, Pong your thing moved up and down, and the ball moved across the thing. Outlaw, your guys moved up and down, and their bullets just went straight. And you could, like, hide kind of behind a cactus. So bizarre. Those games are so fun, though. Especially when you're good at them. What was another good one? I don't know. All I'm saying is they just need to make bangers like that. Just one console that has all the games. A Dreamcast? Dude, who remembers Dreamcast? That console was console. Is it console or console? I think it's console. I don't know. I might be fucking it up. Dreamcast, though, was the shit. Okay? They had, actually, really, they just had one game, and it was Hydro Thunder. But Hydro Thunder might be the best racing game all time. Okay? Now, I know it's boats, but your boats suck. You could get, you unlock them, I think, in stages where it would be like three boats at a time. The first three, very subpar. The second three were the sweet spot. The last three were so fast, they were too hard to control. I don't care what you say. There was like a UFO one that was just way too fast, and I could not control it. But you know what I could control? Fucking Damn the Torpedoes was the name of it. And that was one of the best boats you could ever pick in Hydro Thunder. Hydro Thunder was the shit. I would buy, I want a Dreamcast just for that game, but let's be honest, who the fuck has a Dreamcast? And they're probably like super ridiculously expensive. Just like, I don't know if you know this, but PlayStation 1 games are ridiculously expensive as well. It's like that nostalgia. You're just buying it for that. Like you know, I buy and sell shit. Like, that's how I funded my class. I bought and sell shit. Or buy and sell shit. But Spyro for fucking PlayStation 1, I sold that for $40. There was a game called Tomba. Sold it for $65. Think about that. It's a fucking game with shitty graphics that I sold for $65. It doesn't make sense. I don't know how long I've been talking about video games right now, but I feel like it's been too long. I talked about how the Conor McGregor whiskey sucked, right? About how I said we tried Conor's. I think I did. Long story short, Conor's whiskey is not good. And it's a bummer, you know? But I guess, what'd you expect, right? That's really, like, what did you expect? It's only $20 or $25, so it's whatever. I think I talked about that. Jeez, I don't remember what all I talk about on here. I don't know if I talked about this or not, but I'm gonna. Again, maybe. I tweeted a poll. I think me and Jenna talked about this, but I'm still in shock. I tweeted a poll about if you can go back in time for one of these, what would it be? And the choices were first makeout, first fooling around, first time having sex. Now, there was 54 votes on this. 63% voted for first time having sex. 17% voted first fooling around, 20% first makeout. Now, I don't know what kind of people are voting on this because it doesn't tell you. But I can only assume that this is people that want to be part of the cool group. Okay? And I'll explain why. The first time you make out with somebody, okay, the first time you're sucking face, you feel like you're the, for at least guys, you feel like you're the king of the world, okay? Your tongues are touching and life is grand, right? You're having a grand old time. You got a chub. She's got a chub, a lady chub. And I mean, she probably doesn't, but you do, okay? You definitely do. The first time you're making out, cut the shit. And it just doesn't make sense to me that so many people would pick the first time having sex, because I don't care who you are. The first time you have sex, it's awkward, okay? You could have watched as much porn as you wanted, which I did. It still doesn't, if you watch, actually, scratch that, because I don't think I watched, I might have watched, like, not enough porn in that, because if you watch too much porn, I think you would have tried to do the shit that you saw in the porn, which would have been a nightmare, okay, for the girl and for you, actually. And for the girl, I think she expects it to be more than it is. Because I feel like for girls, the first time, I should have had Jenna on here. I think I don't know if we talked about it or not, but I feel like for girls, you always hear them talk about like how the first time just hurts. For guys, it's too fast. But that first makeout? That first makeout, baby, it's all night long. That first makeout, when you go to school the next day, and mine was in middle school, I might have been a late bloomer, but the day after, when I went to school after that first makeout, man, my teachers could have gave me F's. My buddy could have stole my lunch money. You know, I could have stepped in a puddle on the way to school, had a wet sock all day. I didn't care, cause I got that first makeout out of the way. Actually, true story. This is we're at this girl's house, and there's three or four girls and three or four boys. We're in her basement, and I knew it was gonna be my first makeout. And my buddy gave me a pep talk before, cause he was already sucking face. So my buddy Dan Grimm, shout out to Dan Grimm, gave me a pep talk. And then when I was kissing the girl, he whispered in my ear, "I'm so proud of you." It's pitch black. I'm getting my first makeout, and Dan Grimm whispers, "I'm so proud of you." Oh shit! That might have been why I picked makeout first, just because it was just funny. But I just didn't understand why so many people pick sex when it's so awkward. It's too fast. I don't think it's enjoyable for her. It's enjoyable for the guy, definitely. But whatever. Could you imagine your first time if you didn't use protection and you got a girl pregnant? Oh my God. And I know that happens. And I'm sorry that happens. But like, fuck, man. Could you imagine your first time probably lasts a minute or two, and then you got a kid? Oh, that's no bueno. Guys, I'm not drinking pop anymore. And I have a new addiction, not only to coffee now, which makes my stomach so acidic that sometimes I make myself throw up, but those sparkling waters, not LaCroix, but like those like plastic bottles that are like, what is it? Oh, it's a liter. And you get them at like Target or fucking like Giant Eagle or something. Walmart, I think, has them. They're like a couple, they're like not even a dollar. Man, these things, whatever, actually, whatever artificial sweetener they have in these things is probably killing me just as fast as the pop would have. But man, they really do crave my sweet tooth. And they say they have zero calories, and labels don't ever lie. Isn't that right, people? So I'm just going to keep drinking them, I guess, until I get, like, ass cancer or something. You know? Whatever. How about NBC News tweeted, President Trump directly accused Hillary Clinton of engaging in a conspiracy with Russia to affect the 2016 election during a rally in Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton quote tweeted it and said, seriously, you asked Russia to hack me on national television. And then I quote tweeted that and said, seriously, America would have rather had a reality TV star than you as the president. I posted it. I took a screenshot, posted it on Facebook, and people were like, she won. She won the popular election. Hey. It's a fucking joke. Clearly. You know? Well, she won the popular election. Well, it's a joke, so dude, when people want to get serious about politics because it's such a fucking joke, I just want to be like, eat my cock. Because Like, if you know me at all, you know I am so not political, guy, because I don't know enough. I don't care enough, okay? I'm going to let smarter people do that. It's not even that I don't have time to, it's not that I don't have time to, like, look into politics and learn more about it. It's that I truly don't want to. So when relatives or people say, you know, you should care about it. I don't. And when you tell me I should care about it, it makes me care less. And it makes me not want to talk to you. That's all it does. It makes me not want to talk to you when you tell me what I should care about. Maybe you shouldn't care so much, you know? No, maybe I'm just an asshole, which is a high possibility, but whatever. You know, you can't care about everything. I care a lot about shit that a lot of people don't care about. Whatever. To each their own. I don't even know what that means. I just hear people say it a lot, and I hear it, like, I think I used it in the right context. I just don't know exactly what it means, but whatever. I just admitted that I just don't care about politics. When I know I should, but I don't. So get off my back. Get off my back. Whatever though. Ooh, this is a good one that made me laugh real hard. Parents are divided on whether it's okay to let white kids dress as Black Panther for Halloween. Ugh. Where do I start? Okay. Parents are divided on whether it's okay to let their white kid. What is it? Let me read it again. Parents are divided on whether it's okay to let white kids dress as Black Panther for Halloween. Hey, these are little kids that want to dress as a superhero. Okay? It's as simple as that. That's all it is. When a white parent or a black parent tells that kid they can't dress as that because of race, that's when the kid is going to be like, wait, what the fuck? Wait, hey, mom, what do you mean I can't dress as a superhero because as Black Panther because I'm a white boy? And then the mom would say, yeah, honey, that's a black superhero. You can't dress as him. And then the kid would be like, can I ask a dad? And then dad probably would be like, who the fuck cares? But you're making it an issue, okay? People are making this an issue that doesn't need to be an issue. Do you have no other problems in your life? Honestly, do you have no problems in your life? If the answer was yes, I do have problems, then you know what you shouldn't give a fuck about? What your kid wants to be on the day that they're pretending to be something. You know? That's like those bitch-ass parents that get super salty when some house has the dope-ass scary Halloween decorations. And they're like, they call the city and they're like, yeah, you need to take that down. Now, I think I talked about this last year, and I might be changing my opinion. There's this one, this one house had like a dead body hanging from their tree. That might be a little too far, but like, it's Halloween. You're pretending. It's supposed to be spooky season. Let people be spooky. Let white kids dress as black fucking Panther, and let black kids dress as Donald Trump if they want to. Not saying they would want to, I'm just saying if they did, fucking let them, because you can't be racist towards an orange man. Okay, if you want to dress as Cheeto Finger Jesus, fucking do it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you should, I'm just saying if you want to, do it. Let your freak flag fly. And don't worry about if your white kid is dressing as Black Panther. Doesn't he have a mask on anyway? Who the fuck's gonna see him? This shit pisses me off. It really does. You know what else pisses me off? Why isn't Halloween trick-or-treating on Halloween anymore? Okay? Parents, be good parents. Call your kids off school the next day. Don't make them go out on the 27th when Halloween is on the 31st. And then you're going to tell them, happy Halloween, but they're not even trick-or-treating. The fuck is wrong with you? Now, I realize times changed a little bit. And if your kid doesn't have many friends, follow him or something. But for me and my friends, I'm actually so glad that my friends and myself, I think we were actually like the true last generation of people that like went outside all the time, rode bikes and shit. I remember sometimes I would go by myself, but like a lot of the times I would call my buddies up and be like, this is in middle school. Like, hey, do you guys want to go do something? Like, we'd hop on our bikes, go to somebody's house, and then go. Now kids just, I mean, I get it that shit changes and there's like creeps out there, but a bunch of kids in a big pack, no one's fucking with them. Excuse me? Especially like middle schoolers. If you want to keep your kids inside and shit, like through like third grade, I guess, fucking whatever. But I feel like at least sixth through eighth grade, maybe ninth, kids need to be outside. Get them outside. And let them dress as what they want to for Halloween. And let them go out on Halloween. Pisses me off.
My students were never allowed outside.
It pisses me off.
You know what pisses me off? These freaking ugly that
you wear. Yo, I wear these flip-flops all the time, especially in the house, and they piss Jenna off so much. But
so ugly.
I have, like, this... Okay, so I just told you, like, I'm addicted to these waters now. These, like, sweet waters. But,
What waters?
These carbonated things.
Don't lie to the people.
But, yeah, I also have, like, a weird thing where... Like, I always need to be wearing socks, or I always need at least flip-flops on. Because I don't like the feeling of shit on my feet. Nope. And Jenna's the complete opposite, and it bugs the shit out of me.
Except
for today. She, unless it's freezing, she will be barefoot, walking around on cement, whatever.
I got enough calluses on my feet like those MMA fighters.
Yeah, straight up. What else we gotta talk about? Oh, perfect timing for you to come down here. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson
Ariana,
split up.
Say it again.
Wait, what is it?
It's Ariana.
It's not Ariana.
No, it's Ariana.
What the fuck's the difference? Just how
the
she
pronunciation. Do you want me to call you Jane?
No, I mean like isn't it spelled like Ariana?
It's also spelled like Ariana.
I'm saying, motherfucker. Is it just how the person wants it pronounced? Is that all it is?
Like my friend from high school, her name was Jenna, but it was G-E-N-N-A, but she wanted to be called Jenna.
Well, no, I get that one. I'm saying like...
How do you get that one, but you don't understand Ariana versus Ariana?
I'm just saying it's spelled the same. Is it just like if the person wants to be called Ariana or Ariana, or is there a different spelling for the other one? She just walks away. She never answers my questions.
Take a poll.
It doesn't help me at all.
Take a poll.
Anyway, their engagement got called off. And, I mean, is anybody really surprised? I'm not. They got engaged, like, a month after they met each other. So, you know, boo-hoo. They'll get over it. When we stop dating?
Yeah.
Okay. So, some Ohio State news. Nick Bosa.
Ooh, hi, McHottie.
You know who Nick Bosa is?
God, he's so sexy. Yeah, he's going. Isn't he leaving OSU for NFL?
Holy shit.
He's so attractive. I keep up on that news.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Jenna's got a lady boner over here. Okay, so you guys know he, like, hurt his groin, and this came out today that he intends to withdraw from school and prepare for the NFL. College football career is over. Now...
Have you ever been jealous of a doctor who has to fix an attractive person's genitals?
Do you guys hear the shit that I have to deal with? This is my real life. This isn't, like, she's not doing this for the podcast. This is my real life, okay? Now, I don't know where my thought was because she's doing the MC Hammer dance now with a towel wrapped around her head.
Gotta because burn the calories.
Okay, but my whole issue with this, that looks bad for Nick Bosa because he's leaving his school. Which has huge potential to, I mean, if they get like, Ohio State's a weird team because they play up and down to their opponents, so you never really know what you're going to get. But him leaving and preparing for the NFL, I feel like his draft stock is going to fall. Now, I might be wrong on this. I was wrong. I'm wrong about a lot of shit. But, I feel like his draft stock is gonna go down because there's a small sample size. Now that small sample size is amazing, but dude, you also got hurt, and no one really knows how you're gonna be after that injury. Yeah, I know everybody's gonna say he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. They're gonna show him at workouts and shit, but that's not the same as playing in a game. You know, that's not the same as playing in the college playoffs. Or the Big Ten championship, or the championship, the national championship. It's none of that shit's the same as him running drills. That's why I just feel like it's a bad move for him. It's a bad look for him. Especially like, dude, you're leaving your teammates. It's just a bad look. That's all. But who knows? Who knows? We cut out there for a second. We had an error in the error in our recording, but hopefully it didn't cut out too much. What else we got going on? I don't know if we talked about this. Oh, how about this shit, man? I really don't know if I talked about this. I probably did because I usually repeat myself a lot. Daniel Cormier, actually, we'll go back to the Derek Lewis fight against, what was it, Volkov? I forget. It's one of those big dudes. Derek Lewis looked like shit in that fight. And I love Derek Lewis. He is my favorite post-fight interviews. He has my favorite Instagram. Love him. But he looked like shit, man. He looked gassed. He looked sweaty, out of shape. And he connected, which was amazing. And knocked him out. Which, thank God, because that fight was a snooze fest up until that moment with like 20 seconds left. Also, the other guy, I think it was Volkov. His coaches, why didn't you just say run in a circle for 20 seconds? You win the fight. Why risk getting knocked out? Whatever. He got knocked out. And after, you know, Joe Rogan interviewed him, said, what's next? A title fight? And he said, no, my cardio is shit. I need a little bit of time to get my cardio right. So what gets announced 2 days later, 3 days later? They're fighting next month in the UFC event for the title against Daniel Cormier, November 3rd. And remember what Daniel Cormier said when they asked him about John Jones, when they asked him about Stipe? The motherfucker said his hand was not right and he needed more time. What happens when they give him Derek Lewis? Yeah, okay, let's do it. I realize that 10 times out of 10, John Jones beats DC. I wouldn't take that fight either. But if you want any respect from at least the people that I know, I don't know about like people outside of Ohio, like Cleveland, like diehard Cleveland fans, but people outside of there, I don't know how they feel. So this is very biased on us. If you want respect in at least Northeast Ohio, you have to fight Stipe again. Okay? The dude is he proved himself time and time again as the best heavyweight of all time. He defended his belt against everybody they threw at him. And in the first, it was the first round, right? First round, second, first round. He knocked him out when Stipe made a bonehead decision. And you're not going to give that guy an immediate rematch? So weak. But you're going to fight Derek Lewis? When you just watched him a couple days ago, maybe it was a week at most when they announced it, you watched him a week ago look like shit, but you won't fight Stipe again. Or God forbid John Jones because he head kicked you and you probably still have nightmares about it. I would. That's not me talking shit. I would have nightmares about it. It's just like, it's so bizarre. And he was even quoted as saying, like, I would not have accepted a rematch against Stipe. He's too good under these circumstances. He said, I'm not saying Derek Lewis isn't good, but Stipe is capable of beating me in different ways. He does different things well. I think in this fight, Derek has to knock me out to win, which is so true. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just weak. It's frustrating because I really do like DC. You know, I like them a lot. And that's just a huge boner killer. That's all. It's a boner killer. What else we got? Oh, okay. So, I did want to talk about this. Conor and Khabib rematch. That fight, by the way, I was completely wrong when I said that I didn't think it was going to do numbers. I think they said 2.3 million or 3.2 million. I might be dyslexic. I don't know. But kudos to the UFC. I thought most people were going to stream that fight or go somewhere to watch it, not actually buy it. People bought that fight. So, I don't see how there won't be a rematch. And Dana, instead of banning all the guys from Khabib's team, how amazing would this be? Okay? You have Conor Khabib on whatever. Maybe you do it on St. Patrick's Day. And then the undercard, you have Conor's corner versus Khabib's corner. Now, I realize that's not going to happen, but imagine if it did. You have the guy that sucker punched Conor fight fucking Dylan Danis, and then, I don't know, actually, maybe just do that fight as the undercard. How fucking sick would that be? Just Conor's corner, Khabib's corner, then Conor and Khabib. And I'm not saying that. I don't know yet if I think Conor could win that fight again. I think Conor was away for too long. I think he was doing his proper 12 shit. I think he was focused on business more than fighting. And I don't think he took Khabib. I really don't think he took him as serious as he should have. His wrestling, at least. I think Conor was too cocky. And I don't... When I watched Conor fight in that fight, it was... something was off. I'm not... I am a Conor dick rider. You guys know that. But I'm not, like, saying Conor's going to win the next one. I'm saying Conor didn't look like Conor in that fight. And it was... it was weird, but I don't think the rematch at this point, I don't think the rematch is going to be any different. I think Khabib wins again, but who knows, right? Who knows? Anything could happen in the UFC, but it was just, Jesus Christ, Toady, what the fuck are you doing? I just don't think Conor wins that. But who knows? I'm sure my opinion will be different after that fight gets announced. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, actually, I guess we could end it here. I'll do another podcast maybe on my birthday, on Saturday. Maybe if Jenna wants to do a podcast on Saturday, we'll do a podcast on Saturday. Yeah, I guess this is a good spot to end it. It's been, what, at least a half hour, right? I think so. yeah. If you guys didn't know, now you know. My birthday's on Saturday. You guys don't buy me any gifts. Just listen to my podcast and make the numbers go up. Jenster, you got anything you wanted to add?
Just doing laundry as always.
Jinster's doing laundry right now. I told her I'd do it, and she just never waits for me.
No, I know it won't be done.
It would totally have gotten done.
Stupid.
All right, guys, that's it. That's all we're gonna do. I'm gonna get going. Cause I am sad. I don't know, because it's been like over a week.
Oh, good.
I know. Oh, goodness. Anyway, guys, until next time, peace.
I never even met y'all, man. Y'all so fucking obsessed. I want some kill everybody shit. Fuck you. Yeah, I've been withholding, I really feel like exploding. People poking, provoking, I'm suffocating, I'm choking. The feeling that no one gets it, I just try to suppress it. I really need to express it, I really should reinvest it and go off, off, off on you bitches. I wonder why these fucking grown men always talking like bitches. Y'all so obsessed with me, I've never even talked to you bitches. I'd run you over with my Lambo, wouldn't stop for you bitches. I'm at my breaking point, I can wave and point, and they'll start breaking joints so loudly, exclamation point. Rappers taking bribes, they be shaving points. I see the game from every angle, I be playing point. I be playing coach, I be playing owner. I be playing fan, and I play promoter. Getting great exposure from all the hate, y'all are hustling backwards. This goes for anybody and any bum-ass rapper. Pussy M, you leave me no choice. I have to kill them all, kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.